aware that she was a reader of energy, could not stand to be in a bookstore or a library because there was such chaos in the energy in those places. It just, Jerry would say, let's go, and Esther would say, I'll wait in the car, or I'll be over here, or how long will you be? I'll pick you up later, because she felt uncomfortable in the environment. And once we had an opportunity to visit with her and explain that it was not, she does not need to find a utopian environment in order to feel good. She just has to be in alignment with who she is. And so once she determined a reason for being in the bookstore, a sort of mission of her own, and once she tuned in to her reason for being there, now all of the other chatter stopped. So the chatter that you are describing that you think is coming from others is not coming from others. It's chatter going on in your own head from your own misalignment, you see. It's easy to give them the credit for it because you weren't chattering before you were around them, but it's still your chatter, always your chatter. Good to know.
Thank you.
Because you have control of your chatter. Mm. And aren't you glad you don't have to control theirs?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Your freedom will come in your awareness that you cannot control others, and that when you let go of your need to control any condition and you focus only upon aligning your own energies, then you will truly be free. And then all environments will have something to give you. Until then, you'll have to be guarded about your environment, and even the best of environments will annoy you.
Hello.
Get into that microphone. There you are.
This is my first time at one of these. I feel like I've always had this.
You are dodging the microphone. Maybe if we stand here, we'll stand here. There. We'll stand right here. There.
Good. Thank you. Okay, I feel like I've always come from the heart. I've always had this optimism, and other people have described it sometimes as childish or youthful enthusiasm.
We agree with all of that. It is childish and youthful and enthusiasm and good and Pollyanna.
Not Pollyanna.
Yeah,
just
Pollyanna. Pollyanna was really happy.
Pollyanna meaning?
Tuned in, tapped in, turned on.
But real.
Absolutely real.
Absolutely real, absolutely from the heart. And sometimes, I've had a lot of self-doubt sometimes, or now I guess I would call it contrast, because I didn't know. At times, some of this stuff coming from others would make me start to doubt.
You see what happens. What you're describing is when you are happy because you are choosing thoughts that keep you in alignment with who you are, and therefore you're feeling so good, and someone who is not doing the same for themselves approaches you and criticizes you of you're feeling good when you have no real reason to feel good from their perspective. In other words, they think you should be as miserable as they are. And so then the reason that you feel bad is that in your attention to their criticism, you're not doing what you were doing for which they were criticizing you to begin with. The best way that we can describe it, and we really want to hear you, but we're going to give just a basis here, is that, so let's say there are two people, and this one wants one, and let's say they're co-creating in some way. And this one wants this, and this one wants that, and what they want are different. But this one is thinking about what she wants, and only about what she wants, and is feeling good because she is thinking about what she wants. But the other, thinking about what they want, thinking about what they want, but annoyed about what she is wanting. So this one is now not in vibrational alignment with themselves, but annoyed. And now this one who was thinking about what she wanted is now noticing that annoyance. And so now this one is not thinking about what she wants. And so now both are out of alignment and blaming each other.